The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. As we reach the end of a winter which saw the polar air mass launch a Putin-esque occupation of the American Midwest, some Minnesotans have decided to stop worrying and embrace the vortex.
Oh, get over it. Enjoy it. Get out there. There's a lot of people here that have the same attitude.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. It was 10 below zero in Garrison, Minnesota, and that doesn't count the wind chill, and it doesn't count the bitter memory of all the days that were even colder than that. But none of that matters when you're busy snow kiting.
Just going back and forth like you're on a riding lawnmower.
What you do is you get a 26-foot airfoil, essentially a big kite, strap on your skis or snowboard, and hang on. Here's Jamie Yukas from WCCO.
A 26-foot airfoil can pull riders on skis or snowboards at speeds up to 60 miles an hour.
We don't feel the cold, and we actually kind of revel in it.
Mike Cradwell owns a snow kite supply shop. This winter has been a bonanza.
These kites and this sport kind of takes the chill away.
The snow and ice on the lake is so thick, they could be at it until May.
Did she just say May? Yes, she did. These Minnesotans, these pillars of the American heartland, are going to let themselves be yanked around on skis by kites for the next 2 months.
You got to have something in the winter to keep you busy.
This is snow kiter Dorian Olson.
I was out a couple days ago, and all of a sudden it went up to 30, lifted me right up in the air, put me down about 20 feet beyond, and that's enough of that.
Dorian is 80 years old and very cold.
I think a lot of people at 80 would look at you and say, why are you doing this?
Why not?
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.